Cuomo has come under increasing fire for his administration's decision to withhold for months the true number of the 15,000 nursing home residents and other older adults in long-term care who died of the coronavirus. On Wednesday, in a phone briefing with reporters, he turned the tables on one of his critics. The governor singled out Assemblyman Ron Kim, a Queens Democrat whose uncle died of COVID in April in a nursing home in Flushing. It was one of the areas hardest hit by the virus when New York was at the epicenter of the pandemic.
There's been a long hostile relationship with Assemblyman Kim.
Cuomo says Kim's attacks are really about a dispute the two had over the regulation of abuses in nail salons in New York City several years ago. He accused Kim of a pay-to-play scheme, saying he took campaign contributions from nail salon owners who resisted the reforms.
I do believe Ron Kim acted unethically, if not illegally. I do believe he has a continuing racket where he raises money from the owners of the salons who opposed the salon bill.
A published report at the time questioned Kim's change of heart when he opposed the reforms he had initially supported, but no instances of wrongdoing were found. Kim is the assembly sponsor of a bill to strip Cuomo of his wide-ranging emergency powers granted to him by the legislature at the start of the pandemic in March. He is also among a growing number of bipartisan legislators who are seeking an independent investigation of the withholding of the nursing home death numbers. He penned a letter, along with 9 other Democratic lawmakers, that accused the governor and his staff of obstructing justice. Cuomo's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, said in a private meeting with Democratic lawmakers that they delayed answering legislators' requests for the data because they froze after a federal Justice Department inquiry. The lawmakers also questioned whether there is a relationship between campaign donations from for-profit nursing homes to Cuomo and his decision early in the pandemic to grant the homes immunity from prosecution for anything that might go wrong. Cuomo says he's making his accusations against the assemblymen because Kim attacked him first.
I obstructed justice, says Assemblyman Kim and several other legislators. That's a lie.
Assemblyman Kim, in a statement, stood by his accusations, saying, "The governor can smear me all he wants." But Kim says the nursing homes who donated $1.25 million to the governor's campaigns benefited from Cuomo's policies. Kim also told the New York Times that in a private phone call with the governor on February 11th, Cuomo promised to publicly destroy him if Kim did not cease his criticisms on the nursing home controversy. Cuomo in the briefing was asked when the ban on visitors at nursing homes might be lifted. The governor announced that amusement parks and other family entertainment venues could be reopened on March 26th and that summer camps would be allowed to hold programs beginning in June. But State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker says nursing homes will remain off limits for now because residents are more at risk of death from the disease.
I recognize it's been very hard on the relatives of those who are in nursing homes, and as soon as we feel is safe, we move forward to the appropriate ways to get visitors there.
Zucker and other top aides to Cuomo blamed in part the nursing home staff for the continued ban. They say only 49% of workers accepted the vaccination when it was offered through a recently concluded federal program. 73% of residents agreed to receive the doses. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.